Welcome back.
Cream of wheat.
This is
Cream of Wheat
on
Cream of Wheat.
That's it. That's
Cream.
This is the whole show. Cream.
91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, loyal listeners. Today you are listening to
Behold Aiden. Oh, that's my name.
And Ben.
Yes. And we're cooking up some cream this evening.
A lot of cream.
This night, morning rather, is kind of the time of day in which this nightmarish alternate reality occurs.
Every week. And you have one more till the end of our run.
I think we have this, and then we have one more.
And then that is...
And it'll probably happen again.
If we do our volunteering hours.
This is a recurring theme. Ben and Aiden simply don't learn.
We
think everything's going to be fine every time.
We're the definition of crazy each and every single time. Because
really,
we do the same thing and we expect a different result, but every single time we get canceled.
Yeah, well, we don't get canceled. We find a way back in. We claw to the top.
We very often almost get canceled, though.
We're usually on the brink of cancellation, but I feel like that often inspires better content.
Oh, yeah. No, it is... We just refuse to go.
Yeah, if the abominable creature that is the personification of Cream of Wheat doesn't have to crawl itself out of like a well every like the beginning of every semester in order to just like you know exist on the world for one more six months period.
No, that's right.
There it is.
If
we're not doing the show.
If the show starts next season and whoever the hosts are don't complain about nearly being canceled, then we have been killed and replaced by robots.
Not to say we haven't already been killed and replaced by robots.
We're just good robots. So we've been killed and replaced by poorly designed robots.
Who is... Is it our place to define robots as ethical?
Are robots ethical?
Can I say that a robot is good? Or isn't it defined by its own morals?
Well, are you the robot saying that you, a robot, are good? Because that is definitely a conflict of interest.
I think that's besides the point. I think, therefore, I am. As far as I know, I'm Aiden, because even if I were a robot, I believe in the deepest core of my being that I'm Aiden, right?
And that makes you not a robot?
That makes me Aiden, whatever Aiden is. Whether Aiden's a robot or not, I think that's irrelevant. Food for thought there, Ben.
Food for thought.
So today... A loyal consumers of night morning audio wheat. Ben and I were thinking a little something different. Wait, Ben, can you find a sound effect to play for different?
Oh, different?
So like the next time I say different, I want something cool to happen.
Okay, let me get on that.
So I'll talk.
I don't know what I searched, but here it is.
All right, so loyal listeners. Today,
Make sure there's no ad.
Make sure there's no ad. Is this just what it is?
This is the sound.
Okay, so yeah, today we found something. I was expecting like more of a sound effect.
Okay.
As opposed to
like
a track.
Okay. that can be done too.
Sorry, I'm needy today. I'm needy largely because I walked like 5 or 6 miles today.
For what reason?
The Harvard bookstore. It has its storefront, its facade, correct? But it has the soft, tender underbelly where all of its good intellectual material is stored, and that's the Harvard warehouse. Now, the Harvard bookstore warehouse is only open 2 times a year. Ben,
are we ready?
Two times. two times a year. Sorry, I need to finish this really quick before we get on to the gimmick of the show tonight.
Okay.
Harvard Warehouse only open two times a year. One of those times, this year, were... don't spoil it yet. One of the times this year was today, Ben, today. So I walked to Porter Square, and I went into the warehouse, and I got some interesting books. Some about China.
Wow.
Some about this interesting, like, portrait biography of the Black Panthers. That'll be interesting. One about Howard Zinn. I'm very excited. Ooh. I'm very excited. I did a whole little unboxing for it. It's very ceremonial. But anyway, so therefore, I think my thighs are a little achy. But anyway, today, oh, listeners, on Cream of Wheat, we are, are you ready, Ben?
Yes. That's the sound we have.
Something a little...
We can try a different one.
Something a little different. Oh, that's better. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Today, we're trying something a little... No! Today, we're trying... No! Today, we're trying something a little different. All right. That's not bad. We have decided that we are only going to play songs... by two artists.
Two
on the show today.
Different artists.
So Ben's artist of choice, his Pokemon, his Bakugan, his Tamagotchi, if you will.
Definitely Tamagotchi.
But you forgot to feed it, but it loves you anyway.
It has Stockholm syndrome.
Ben's Neo pet of choice for today.
My club penguin this week is Group Love, because I saw them in concert. I love them. I group love them.
You've seen
and
them in concert.
Also, I have a signed poster from them.
What? No. Mm-hmm. Show it to me.
What? It's in my door.
You said you have it.
I have it present tense.
No, I don't.
Had it also past tense.
I don't recognize private property, so if it's not in your immediate possession, you can't use that word with me, Ben. We've gone over this.
We have talked about this extensively, my friend.
And then my trap card, so to speak, of today is The National, a band that I would not call my favorite band, a band that I've not necessarily seen, but a band that just, like, has really been on my mind lately, and they produce some great music.
I have more sound effects if you want them. I just want to make sure that you know.
But anyway, The National produces some great music, and I'm just excited to kind of go through all their phases today. What word should I say for these sound effects? Donut. Asparagus.
It didn't work. Shoot. Okay. We'll workshop this.
All right, yeah.
We can workshop this.
The whole sound effects gimmick needs some tweaking.
We don't know how to use the DJ equipment. So it's very difficult.
We know how to use it.
This is the DJ equipment. These
well,
two, like,
yeah, the weird little
DJ stuff.
Tables.
Yeah, we don't
it's
know
like
how
what
to do
DJs
that.
Would use. We don't do that.
We don't know anything about that.
But anyway, as I was saying, it's time to get into the National. So this is actually the first song of theirs that I've ever listened to, and holds a lot of significance for me. Reminds me of actually, like, sitting out on, like, a field, and it's dark, and you look up. And stars are, like, beautiful and bountiful, and, like, you can't really tell whether you're looking at, like, the Milky Way or a satellite or just, like, blackness, but it's just kind of beautiful. And you're with some good friends. All right. That's all I have to say of this song.
Let's hear it.
Let's get it.
Let's listen to this ditty by Aiden.
By The National.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. Put a life away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and ice. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire.
So that was the first song of theirs that I was ever introduced to. Like most music that I like, it was introduced to me by my dad.
Wow.
You know, Mark Donald Dembski himself.
Incredible.
Yeah, truly incredible. So yeah, he's a bit more hip than I am. He always like finds the music I like first and tells me about it, which is, you know, so kind of his thing. But yeah, I don't know. I like the horn elements I enjoy towards the end. Like a lot of the stuff off Boxer, like that's made in 2007. It's like very horn based, kind of almost big bandy in certain points. They become a little more acoustic as they go on, and they kind of dip more into the rock genres, as we'll see later. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of good. I think a good sampler for the National. So that's Make Me Hippie.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. How are we feeling about what?
Yes. What?
Oh.
Today's show's theme is mildly interrupting the other person. That was your first taste of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to?
So, Ben, I was just wondering.
Yeah, if I want to. Sorry, you go, actually.
How do you feel about... No, go. No, it's your turn.
It's your turn. I can talk.
You can go.
Okay.
Do you want to play a song? Can play... Yeah, you should.
Okay, you want
to... Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll play a song.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, this next song, it's actually really quick. It's only 43 seconds.
Whoa.
Clocking in at 43 seconds. This song actually came... I learned later, actually, much later, that this song... It's the credits to It's the credits to the show BoJack Horseman on Netflix, and it's by Group Love as well. I did not know they did it. It's only 43 seconds. So the show's premise is that it's about a washed-up '90s sitcom star who's like battling depression. It's really interesting. He is a horse.
Yeah.
And this song is by Group Love, and I think it like really captures the mood about how you feel right at the end of most episodes, because you're like, wow, I'm bummed out. That was not where... It was so close to getting better, and the character only made it worse for himself. And it's really quick. I think we're just going to give it a little listen. Here it is. So,
wow, sometimes I really do feel more man than horse, more horse than man.
Yeah.
It spoke to the human condition, truly.
truly, that's what it's about. And it just, and I know that maybe that alone didn't really...
I'm more horse than a man. I'm more man than a horse.
It's really, yeah, it's really just like when the credits come over and you're like, wow, they really made it worse for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the credits play with that song.
Have you kept up to date on BoJack? I just like don't follow it.
I've seen
everything. Everyone talks about them all the time. Everyone talks about BoJack.
I've seen it twice, and like,
you've seen the entirety of the show?
Yeah. But the big plot points I remember, but I feel like each time I watch it I gain something new. I like it a lot. I can't speak to a ton about it, but
you've seen it through twice.
Yeah.
Like there's the entire show.
There's so many layers.
But you
and
can't
so
speak
much happens.
To it.
I mean,
you've seen the show through two times,
but every time you learn something new, and also it's in the making. So there'll be long periods of my life where I'm just like not watching it. I also don't remember things very well, Aiden.
All right, so okay. Well,
but I recommend it. I think it's a good show. Very funny. It has huge highs, huge lows.
Yes, I heard it. It speaks to the human condition.
It does. The horse and the man thing.
Yeah,
very.
Exactly what we're talking about.
That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of the human condition.
Yes.
The National. Time for a sad song.
Please.
This is a classic about, you know, when you think that you should live... Well, when you reside in, you know, an environment with not too much sodium and you really need some sodium.
It's about the...
And you just feel as though you're just really lacking sodium, and you just need that sweet, sweet sodium.
I'm having a hard time understanding what this song is.
So you want to habitate in sodium, and that's what this song is about.
What's it called?
It's called I Should Live in Salt by The Nation.
Oh.
Let us begin.
Don't forget the chloride.
Mm.
It's sodium.
Well, it could just be not table salt. It could just be like, I don't know.
Sodium is poisonous, my friend.
Please. Is it also explosive? I feel like it is.
I think it is. Yeah, when it touches cool. water.
All right.
Shall awesome.
We? Yes. So that was that.
A nice, soft, peaceful...
You know, you should live in salt. Sometimes when, like, sad things are happening, or, you know, when you say a joking sad thing, I look to one of my friends, and we both just go, I should live in salt, believe in you.
It's not a bad idea.
No. What? That I should live in salt for leaving you behind?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean, like, crying into a large tub and then marinating yourself in your own tears?
The image I got
does
maybe
that mean
more
salt packing yourself into a barrel and shipping yourself to the Caribbean? Like jerked pork.
Such as the pork of the jerked variety.
Does that mean being a miner in a salt cave in Switzerland? Is that what we're trying to do here?
I think that's what
I don't
it's
know
suggesting.
Where else they have salt caves.
I don't know if Switzerland even has them.
I'm almost impossible. Oh?
Ah.
And so
to the World Wide Webs we go.
And so the web is evoked. That challenge has been initiated.
Hold on. Let's find it.
Salt caves are totally in Switzerland. I've decided. I should live in salt.
We're going to go to the World Wide Webs.
Mm. Bring it.
Hold on.
I should live in salt. What?
We're using the internet. We have to have an internet sound effect.
I'm so confused. Why are we doing dial tones? I don't like this.
They're in Pakistan. And yeah. Two places I can't pronounce.
Oh? That's it. I don't like this. Whatever this is, it's deeply disturbing.
Should it go away?
I feel like it's preferable. I should live in soul for leaving you.
Here, is this one better? I don't know what this is. I'm just playing a video right now. Oh, this is so much better already. It's the World Wide Web, the future of information.
Is this the sound effect for the internet?
There's a man frustrated.
Hey there, Kevin. What's going on?
What is going on?
The tech guy installed that new World Wide Web thing in the computer today.
Why is this
happening? I still can't figure it out.
Are you just on YouTube?
Worldwide. What?
Web. You know, like cyberspace. Don't you watch the news?
What's happening? I'm turning that off. I hate it.
All right. Where were we even?
I'm finding where they have
where they have salt caves.
Yeah. The places that have it.
Yeah.
Are the following places.
Yeah.
Which I will list out.
Uh-huh.
Austria.
Oh.
Bosnia.
Yes.
Bulgaria.
Okay.
Curveball, Canada.
Really?
Colombia.
Oh.
England.
Mm.
Ethiopia.
Okay.
Germany.
Yeah.
Italy.
Yes.
Morocco.
Yes.
Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Pakistan.
Yes.
Poland.
Yes.
Romania.
We.
Russia.
Yes.
The United States.
Yes.
That's them.
No Switzerland.
No Switzerland.
Perhaps I meant Germany.
I always mix up those two similar sounding names.
They're right next to one another. I see no such things as borders. You know, I don't recognize nation states.
No, this show's theme is things that Aiden does and does not recognize.
This show's theme is the dissolution of the nation state and the formation of a global proletariat.
Speaking of, our next song.
Yeah.
Which will be?
Lay It On Me, Ben.
I think I misspoke earlier when I said the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
This one is Do You Love Someone?
Oh. Nice.
And it seems wholesome, so I think we should hear it.
Play it for me, Ben.
This song is Do You Love Someone
Play
by Group Love
me, yes.
By Me.
Oh, yes.
Here we are.
Tell me that I've never. Free.
Welcome back.
And we're back.
We are here.
And it's time to serve the people. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. My leg! Oh, I wanted more bear noises. Can you just play more angry bear noises?
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm way ahead of you.
There's barking.
Bears are, like, not as ferocious. Here, this is what I thought
they're
bears...
They're not as ferocious?
Here's what I thought bears sounded like.
I've had a couple of run-ins.
Have you seen a bear?
Yeah.
Here's what I thought bears sounded like. It's happening.
Far she blows. What was that?
This one's Godzilla.
Gojira, if you will.
Read it again.
When visiting Japan, seeing a nuclear ocean monster can be a thrill. But if Gojira rips through your city, trying to exterminate the entirety of your race, a carefree trip to Japan can turn deadly. You can do your
own the Hulk.
Wow.
We got a bonus crack in smiley face. That wasn't that bad.
No, Krakens aren't that scary. Oh.
That was unsettling.
What's this? What was that?
Other than the best video I've ever found.
Is it just scary monster sound effect?
The monster roars.
The monster roars.
The monster roars. And then here's
Hulk
a
isn't
bonus
a monster.
One.
He's just confused.
Misunderstood.
Oh? What was that?
The MGM lion?
Oh. He's also not a monster.
No. Displaced, for sure. Misunderstood.
What do you mean displaced?
They belong not in a recording studio.
Is the MGM lion a refugee?
He does not belong in a... Wait, what is this sound effect? I have more sound effects. This one's called Your Mom.
Your Mom. Wait, can we go back to... Your Mom. Hey, Ben. Yesterday, I had a really nice, lovely lunch with... Your Mom. We talked about all sorts of cool things and got to know each other personally and emotionally. When I talked to your mom, we talked about our mutual love of scrapbooking and then exchanged a nice hand hug. It was lovely. And then I said goodbye to your mom.
Here's some other sound effects we have.
No. Absolutely not.
That one's canceled. Weird.
No, I kind of like that. Oh, no.
Oh, you thought we were done. You thought we were done.
What was that?
A monster roar.
No.
That was a strange growl. No.
Wait, it was labeled strange growl? Sounds like a duck with laryngitis.
Oh, this one's going to be unpleasant. I have not proof checked the sound. It's called What You Eating, Daddy. Oh, that was so much less bad than I thought.
It could have been really bad, but it...
Hungry, Daddy. You eat it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
These are just toddler noises. What you eating, Daddy? What you eating? Have you ever heard that noise? Do you know what that noise is?
Like a pigeon.
An angry squirrel.
Yeah. No, I actually have heard that. That's happened.
It's so...
Yeah, it's happened. What is that? Oh, that was viscerally upsetting. This has become less and less a show about the National and Group Lift, respectively, and more about just, like, weird sound effects. I'm kind of into it.
This one's called Nighttime.
No.
Oh, that's exactly what I... Yeah, I don't... Much better. Much better.
What is this called?
It's called Kazoo! I thought it was going to be a happy kazoo. It was unhappy entirely. Oh, wait, that's one.
What? No. What? Okay, I can get... Stop. I can get along with the... It was like... I could not mess with that.
That was so scary.
Woodpecker?
Cartoon running.
Okay. Penis!
It's a... There's a G in there.
Yeah.
We're done. We're done. What I do. We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Time to go back.
Shall we? I think it's your song?
Yeah. All right, so earlier you played something
do from love a cartoon. Someone. Ah, yes.
And now it's time to play... the National's appearance in a cartoon. Oh. They often make a seasonal appearance on Bob's Burgers.
I love that show.
And they, this is a particular good Thanksgiving song. It's called Gravy Boat, and it's done in the classic melancholic National style. But they have a great little animation that unfortunately you can't see because this is an audio
format.
Program.
Yes.
But you should look up the video at some point. Behind Bob's Burgers, Gravy Boat song video. That's just a great little song, Gravy Boat by the National.
And we're ready.
Here we are.
What's that sound? It's a gravy boat coming around. It's not a navy boat, it's a gravy boat. Filled with bravery, savory, sailor folk stuffing the sailors disembark. Fill our plates, fill our hearts, fill our hearts. Sailors in your mind, what Thanksgiving's all about. In your mind, what Thanksgiving's all about. What's that sound? It's the gravy boat coming around. It's not a navy boat, it's the gravy boat. Filled with bravery, savory, sailor folk stuff, and sailors disembark. Fill our plates, fill our hearts, fill our hearts. Sailors in your mind, what Thanksgiving's all about.
So, Aiden.
Sailors in your mouth. That's something, what Thanksgiving's all about.
That's it.
There it is.
Something I've been meaning to talk about, actually.
Oh.
Is a long vested desire within me.
Mm.
I want to buy a bunny.
Do you really?
A cute little fuzzy wuzzy bunny.
A rodent.
Well, a mammal.
A rodent.
A cute little bunny.
Yes.
Have you ever seen. I want you to try to describe the following bunny. Here we are. Yeah, for those who can't see, please take your favorite web browser. I recommend Mozilla Firefox. And search lion-headed bunny.
lion-headed bunny.
And look at the fluffy nature of these little wasps.
Okay, that's impressive. But it's also... He's just a walking floof.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel very efficient.
Definitely not aerodynamic.
Yeah, I feel as though the floof is expending more energy than it's worth.
But imagine little goggles on it and you take it in the car with the window down.
Please don't give it driving gloves.
Oh, it would have 4 driving gloves.
That's true. This is just a lot of driving gloves.
Imagine taking a bunny and putting it into a hairnet.
What? Like a carrying case for this bunny?
No, like it's going to serve you food.
Or laying it down in there. Oh no, like putting the hairnet on it and the bunny is your servant? What sort of sick, twisted relationship do you want from this pet?
I'm not sure, but I'm extremely disappointed that Google doesn't have this.
Do you feel like you need a caterer in your life? Is that
there are bunnies, but there's no bunnies wearing a hairnet.
Okay. All right, then. Okay.
Why aren't there? Well, to whoever's listening out there, if you can secure me a photo of a bunny wearing a hairnet...
We'll pay you.
We will pay you. I'll Venmo a dollar. Venmo a dollar?
I won't Venmo a dollar.
But I will Venmo $1.50.
Ben will Venmo $1.50 and I'll Venmo you nothing. I'll send you some crickets and sand in the mail. 2 to 3 business days.
In a loose envelope.
Yeah.
A soggy envelope, too.
Yeah.
If you can secure the photo. I found a bunny in a wig. That's the closest we're at.
Okay.
For some reason, that's a watermarked image.
Oh. Funny how stock photos work.
That bunny's got the biggest ears. I'm just saying, I think that'd be a good investment, and I want one in my life.
Okay. Ben, I want to hear a song from you.
Okay. This one is about your friend Betty.
Oh.
Who is, I guess, extremely attractive and or the exterior layer of a bomb.
Oh?
The song is called Betty's a Bombshell.
Oh, okay.
So, that's the song. And here we are.
Betty's a bombshell, she just got paid. Crossing the street on passion and gates. Billy's a looker, he's from upstate. He ran into Betty and he took her on a date. And it's a sunny day. Thank you.
this next song I'm going to play, it's off the Nationals' latest album. The previous stuff has been a lot of their more melancholic sort of deal. This, we get into more like the true alt-rock genre, and it kind of feels like that. It's kind of poppy, kind of upbeat, but still has those, you know, more deep, like, I should live in salt, sort of, you know,
yeah,
feel.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Here we are.
Bring it down.
That was The Day I Die. Kind of more of an upbeat.
Despite it's not a happy nature song.
No. Simply it is not. Not our most things that the National writes. Something we must accept, dear Ben.
I've learned a lot today.
All right, lay on me your closing song.
My closing song. It's tough. I think we're gonna explore a new song together. So okay. This is a song I've heard a little bit. I'm not super familiar with, but I do like it.
All right. I'm into mutual musical exploration.
Yeah, I think we're all gonna hear a thing that maybe some of us don't know before.
Okay.
But we're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the penultimate Cream of Wheat episode of the semester.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the song Spun.
Really quick, I know we technically officially signed off, but really quick, I just needed to introduce this piece super fast. This will be our last piece that we're signing off with, and this is national, but also, well, bit of national, bit of another one of my really favorite groups, Churches. Some great music they produce. This was off their 2018 album, Graffiti, and Matt Berenger, the lead singer of the National, is featured on the song. It's My Enemy by Churches. So, different, but still national, and it's great. All right, again, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO.org. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.
got no more time to hear what you think about me. Because all your words are so cold, so callous, so clean. In the moment you could be honest, you could wake up. But your jealousy is more blind than love.